Behind my house as a child, there was a forest. And we didn't own the forest. Even the land that we were living on, we didn't own, but didn't matter to a kid. How privileged was I to grow up in a big house with a big yard and a forest for a backyard. And it's led to many adventures. But one of the sweetest things about growing up so privileged, so blessed, is that down in the woods, about a mile perhaps, the land terrain took you down toward a valley. And at the bottom of the hill, there was a spring coming up out of the ground. And there at that spring, I remember making a little dam out of it, just to make a little pond with this spring water. And I'd go down the road and catch some fish and put in that spring, which was freshwater fish going into freshwater. And it worked out pretty good. And then I would just sit there listening to the water, sounds of that water rippling, and just sit and be still. And in those moments, I didn't know it, but God was speaking to me in those moments about him being my creator and about his goodness and just, you know, in those still moments, it is hard to put into words what God puts into us, isn't it? I'm reminded in the Bible that there was a prophet that just was needing a place of restoration, and there was a brook where God tucked him away. And there at the brook, God provided every day food and water and just nourished the soul, because our bodies need nourishment, but you know, our soul, our spirit needs nourishment. And there in that, by the brook, God prepared his servant for the days that would lie ahead. I can relate to that, because that's what God did for me beside that little brook in the forest. And I didn't even know it was happening, but it was essential for me to survive all the things that would be going on in my young life. God's so good, isn't he? So today, maybe you're in need of a brook. Maybe you're in need of a place to just steal away. Think about Song of Solomon, where it says, come away, my love. There is a place that you can go in the spirit that nobody else can go. It is a place for just you and the Lord. And you can just close your eyes and take a moment and steal your heart and visit with your Savior. And he will meet you there as often as you need. And in the quietness and the stillness of those moments, he will pour into you all that is necessary to renew your spirit, to renew your soul, to renew your heart, and to give you all that you need for the days ahead. God is so good to us like that, isn't he? I'm glad that God, according to Psalm 23, the psalmist knew, didn't he? He restoreth my soul. What a promise. Have a blessed day.